Turning now to the Democratic Republic of Congo, rebel leader Laurent Nkunda threatened today to take his eastern guerrilla war westward to the capital, Kinshasa, unless the government agreed not to talks on the country's future. Nkunda, who belongs to and defends Congo's Tutsi minority but also demands a better government for the whole country, last week halted a major advance towards North Kivu's province capital, Goma, that displaced tens of thousands of civilians. Humanitarian organizations, including the Catholic charity Aid to the Church in Need, are sending aid to those affected by the fighting. Irene Lagan reports.
Aid to the Church in Need, an international Catholic charity founded to help financially the Holy See in its worldwide charitable activities, has sent emergency aid as the humanitarian crisis deepens in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The Charity for Persecuted and Other Suffering Christians sent the aid to the Diocese of Goma, one of the worst trouble spots in the eastern Congolese province of Kivu, where both rebel soldiers loyal to General Laurent Nkunda and government forces have gone on a rampage with reports of looting, rape, and murder. The aid will provide food, blankets, and medicine administered by the Goma parish of Rutshuru. With fears of Kivu becoming a second Darfur, clergy working with the people spoke of a worsening crisis. Laurent Mansengwo Pasinya, the Archbishop of Kinshasa, says that the violence in the region is a continuation of the war that began 12 years ago in Rwanda. The Archbishop said that in addition to the 4 million who have died since the beginning of the Rwandan war, 1.6 million remain refugees. Extreme inflation, a lack of the rule of law, and the stupendous failure of the United Nations' largest peacekeeping force have created the current crisis. Alongside other church personnel, clergy and religious in Goma are charged with finding food and shelter for up to 10,000 people. Local schools are already packed with refugees. The current humanitarian crisis followed renewed fighting in North Kivu between General Nkunda's Tutsi forces, Hutu rebels from nearby Rwanda, and the Congolese army. Last week, General Nkunda defeated the Congolese army near Goma, the capital of the North Kivu province. The Tutsi rebel fighters have agreed to allow emergency aid into the region, but only under strict conditions. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is expected to meet with both DRC President Joseph Kabila and Rwanda's President Paul Kagame over the weekend to try to resolve the crisis. I'm Irene Lagan.